Four Finger Spatchcock.
Welcome to Four Finger Spatchcock. I am Dylan.
And I am Kevin.
And this week we are back. Yeah, we keep having skip weeks. We are not a fortnightly show, we are a weekly show. We're just... Fuck.
You know, shit's been going.
Yeah, we're just having a fucking time. It's getting close to Christmas and shit's just being shit. It has nothing to do with Christmas, but you know, anything to blame the Christians.
as you do. Just hectic schedules, man. That's the way it goes.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, we had an interesting night last night, and Kev's had an interesting morning. Once again, we have been out drinking. We have gone out and into the world. I think we should start... Should we start with when you started drinking?
No, let's leave that.
Okay, so when I arrived at Kevin's house, I'm basically going to go into the story of it now, I guess. Yeah. I'm just explaining this to you guys who probably understand this.
We went out celebrating for Dylan's birthday, essentially. It's not his birthday and for another couple of days, well, tomorrow, but when we're recording
this. It'll be yesterday.
Yeah, which will be yesterday when this is released, but fuck all that. Anyway, We went out celebrating for his birthday.
Absolutely.
The big 2-5.
Kevin was kind of drunk already when I got here, which is...
Kevin. Normal.
Yeah. It's absolutely normal. It's nothing out of the ordinary there. We basically went out on the night.
Well, we drank here first for a couple of hours.
Yeah,
we did a pub crawl.
Absolutely. We met some interesting characters. Very interesting characters.
I saw a guy who I hadn't seen in years, which was interesting.
Absolutely. Yeah. He blew him in the toilets. I wasn't there. I heard about it. Kind of sounds a bit weird since I've just brought that up.
That didn't happen.
No. You seem pretty defensive about that. I'm just gonna put that out there.
Even if it did, why would I tell you? I feel like you won't believe whose dick I just saw.
I don't know. Maybe he was just covering for, maybe he ate some pastries or something. I don't know.
That's just donut glaze. Donut glaze.
But Kevin was well pissed. I think Kevin was probably the main greatness about last night.
I mean, you fucking hammered.
You were so bad. I mean, we met some German guys.
Yes.
Who we bought some beers for. We just basically just drank a hell of a lot.
They were fucking awesome, man. It was like we had our own little private Oktoberfest.
Yes.
Just on a table at this pub.
Yes. And, because Kevin knew about 3 lines of German.
Yeah. Like I said, I studied German for 2 years in high school. I can remember fuck all. I know how to say my mother's dead.
Yeah.
And how to say my name. That's about it.
Which they misinterpreted because they get the first, that there was this one guy actually thought you said your mother is hot.
Yeah, because I said, meine Mutter, sie ist tot. And tot is dead. But I think they just heard me say, sie ist hot. Like, I think they heard it like that. So, like, my mother's hot.
Yeah.
Which is not what I said at all.
Yeah. But I must remind everyone, Kevin is from a small town, a small country town.
Yeah.
So, wouldn't put it past him.
No. People don't do that. Maybe they're cousins or sisters, but...
I don't know.
There's no, like, Josef Fritzl thing going on in my town or anything like that.
I know the name.
Josef Fritzl was that German dude who, Austrian. He kept his daughters and stuff in his basement, and he was having sex with his daughters and having kids with them and stuff for like 30 years or some shit.
That's pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
That is extremely fucked up.
That was a good old time. So, I remember I got in trouble so much once because I set my profile picture on Facebook as Josef Fritzl.
Oh.
And so many people were so fucking angry at me. I didn't care. I thought it was funny.
That's a bit rough. That's a bit rough. But yeah, I could understand why people would get upset with that. I personally wouldn't because I'd have no fucking clue who it was.
Yeah. You'd recognize the picture of him if you saw it. It's iconic now. Like, it's just a creepy fucking picture. Like, he looks straight up like the kind of person who would do that, you know?
Well, I mean, he was doing it for 30 years. So if he was doing it for that amount of time and he did look like somebody that would do that, wouldn't somebody be like a bit sus on him and ask him a few questions about it?
I don't know. I mean, you know how some people just look pedo-ish?
Pedo-ish.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Well, you're currently sitting here with a shirt on, underwear on, and a top hat.
That's true. Is that pedo-ish?
No, that's just fucking weird. It's fucking weird.
It's my Porky Pig look, I guess. I've got no pants on and a hat.
He is wearing underwear, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
So the whole Kevin wants to fuck me thing is just every week is getting worse and worse.
Yeah.
It's kind of...
I'll be doing a naked podcast next time.
Oh, God, fuck, I hope not. There is a chance that I'll be drinking for the next one, but I'm very looking forward to that. Today we are that both drinking good. Water because I'm driving.
Yeah.
And Kev is...
Oh, I was so hungover, man. Yes. So yeah. Fucking hungover. It's like, what is it now? 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I was rat shit this morning.
Yep. Yeah, he was pretty bad.
I was so fucked up.
So we met the German guys. We drank for them for a bit. Kev and John from episode 9, if people remember him.
He's in town.
Yeah, he's in town. He's not on the podcast today because he's being a bitch.
Yeah. He went out roller skating with my wife.
Yeah. And being a bitch.
And being a bitch. Yeah.
Instead of wanting to do a podcast, he's off roller skating, which...
He was in town.
I don't understand. Yeah, he was out. You guys went off and did that.
We did some karaoke.
Did some karaoke. I can't fucking stand karaoke.
Why?
I enjoy it for like 5 seconds, but I mean, my head is like... my head just wants to explode.
It was your choice to go to that pub, but...
I went to go to the pub. I didn't want to do the karaoke.
Oh, fair enough.
That's why I didn't go anywhere near the karaoke.
Because we went to some other pubs and yeah, it was kind of boring. We went to one place which we were told was a gay bar. There were a bunch of cricket guys getting a bit sexy with each other, but that's about it. You know, that place was boring.
Yeah. Which you got completely wrong. It was another one, wasn't it? It was the governor or something.
Oh, I have no idea. Nor do I care. No.
Yeah, we're just trying to get John laid. Yeah, that's right, John.
I wanted to see some drag queens. That's what I was up for. I didn't see any, which was a bit of a bummer.
No, fuck.
I saw some chicks that had enough makeup on to look like fucking drag queens, but that was about it.
Then you nearly walked into the mirror. You know, when you go to some restaurants and shit, I'll try to explain this to
people. You're trying to explain the concept of a mirror.
Yeah. Well, you didn't get it last night. You nearly walked into it.
That's true.
It's like, there's a mirror. It's just like, you know.
It was an entire wall that was just mirror. Yeah. And I thought it was another room. So I went to try and walk over into the other room and nearly ran smack bang into the mirror. Like an idiot.
Fucking
but I impressed the owner of the place. Because I kept talking about the mirror.
He was a bouncer, wasn't he?
No, I don't think so. He was too old to be a bouncer. He was dressed professionally. Like, I don't know. Whoever it was, we were at the bar and I just kept saying to you and John, I was like, wow, that mirror is so fucking clean. That's why I nearly ran into it. And he overheard me and he came up and put his hand on my shoulder and he's like, thanks a lot, mate. I'll take that as a compliment. And I was like, oh, that's a bit weird, but right on.
You're the one jerking him off in the corner.
Yeah.
So we had an interesting night and I think a lot of shit happened, but I think... the best part of the night was definitely when... because Kevin got to a point where... You got to a point where you were so drunk.
I was too drunk to stand.
Yes, and which you proved because I basically had to drag... I got him out of the bathroom where he decided to be for 5 minutes. Because we were just like... We were just like, where the fuck is he going? Because he was quite pissed before he went in there.
Dylan came to share some bathroom time. Oh, yeah. Some toilet time.
Fuck it, he's pissing. Anyway, So, Rev, I went in, got you out, and we're walking through, and then I was basically, like, holding your arm, just like, we need to leave.
Yeah,
because you were, like, stumbling and falling, like, leaning to the sides and shit, so I'm trying to keep you steady and walk you out, which didn't happen, because you twisted your arm out of my hand, and then about 2 seconds after that, you fell backwards onto a table with four... there was two women sitting at the table, but there was four drinks, four full cocktails, which I gathered that, from what I saw earlier, they were about $8.50 each.
Oh my God.
So in one shot, you cleared out, I think we worked out to like $34.
Hell yeah.
In 2 seconds, he had gone through $34 worth of drinks.
You're goddamn right. Apparently, I flipped over a chair as I was falling down. I landed on the legs of it.
You knocked over two chairs and the table.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. You actually landed on the chair.
Because like, John said to me this morning, he said, I'm surprised you weren't really injured when you got up this morning because like you fell on that chair fucking hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. I don't feel a thing.
Yeah, you got so upset. And then I walked you out. And I was surprised you didn't actually get... I'm surprised you did not get kicked out.
Yeah. Oh, that place is so lax. They don't give a fuck.
They kicked another guy out. It was that... because that was the thing that... as soon as... before I came up to you and said, you know, you need to start drinking water.
Yeah.
I started bringing you water. There was a guy who was at the bar who was ordering a drink. And he was absolutely fine. It was a bit tipsy, but he got kicked out.
Really?
I was like, yeah. And I was just like, okay, I'm going to find Kev.
Dude, I was fucking wasted. Like, I was blitzed.
Yeah.
I don't know how we got away with that.
With Australian, that's the thing that confuses me. Like, with Australian law, they're not supposed to serve people who are intoxicated.
Yeah, yeah. But was I going up and ordering the drinks?
No. Well, there you go. I was actually buying a lot. I bought a lot of drinks last night. Yeah, you did. I spent a lot of fucking money last night.
I kept saying to you over and over again, like, no, I'll buy you drinks, buy you drinks. And you're like, no, it's all good. Yeah. I was like, oh, okay.
It's my birthday. I'll buy drinks. Happy birthday to myself. Yeah.
It was a happy birthday, but man, that was a good fucking night.
Yeah.
That was a good night.
We should do it again.
Regretted it this morning. Like, I was fucking destroyed. So I was meant to be going out for sushi for lunch and I couldn't be bothered. I just went back to bed and just tried to relax.
But see, what you've learned for next time is don't start drinking so fucking early.
Because
I wanted to be out to like 4 in the morning.
Mm.
And we're only out to 1. Like, that's... I was like, no.
That's still a good run. That's not bad.
Nah.
Alright, well, next...
It was 1 in the morning. It was just like, yo, I stay up that late on a normal night.
Okay. Well, next that's time. That's right. Next time.
Piss of shit. Fuck.
Dylan's venting his anger at me now.
Yeah. Fucking... Oh, that was good. So, but
should should we get on to our material?
Oh, not yet. So yeah, you Kevin woke up this morning, you've been vomiting quite a bit. So how are you feeling now? Are you passed it all?
Oh yeah, I'm 100% fine. But there was no Panadol in the house when I got up this morning. I got really fucking angry. I was like, where's the Panadol?
So you just you flipped out at people.
I did flip out.
Fuck yeah.
I was a douche.
Yeah. No, I woke up this morning at about 8:30. And then I told my girlfriend, I was just like, can you just set the alarm for 9:25 and we'll wake up and we'll get shit done. She set the alarm. I don't know what time she set it to because we woke up at 11:30.
Wow.
I was just like, okay, whatever. I felt fine after that, but I slept into that fucking point and I got up. We had breakfast and shit. So,
well, I didn't really get out of bed until like 1:30 or something. Because like, I got out of bed and I had a shower and went back to bed. Then I got up, vomited, had another shower, had a coffee, and then went back to bed. And then I finally got up at like 1 o'clock or something.
So that I don't know why that reminds me of this. Like, did you ever see that movie where it was like a documentary on wrestlers, like behind the scenes?
Beyond the Mat.
I think it was like that sort of thing, but it had like all these people who were trying out for the stuff. It was back in I remember China was in it and stuff.
So yeah,
it was
a while ago.
And there was this one guy, like his special power
was
like,
puking.
Yeah,
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
He actually made it. He became one of the WWF at the time, one of the WWF superstars.
Really?
Droz, I think. I think that was his name.
Holy
I can't remember.
Shit.
Yeah, but his special power was like he could puke on command. And so you got Vince McMahon there going, he's gonna puke! He's gonna puke, but he kept trying to puke and failing. He couldn't do it because he was nervous, which is quite funny because usually it's the opposite. If you're nervous, it makes you want to puke. This guy couldn't puke.
Really? But so yeah. So what happened? Did he just like fade away?
He made it onto. He became one of their professional wrestlers. He didn't use the puke thing as one of his gimmicks. If I'm thinking of the same guy, I think he broke his neck. Because one of the other wrestlers, D-Lo, was performing a powerbomb on him or something like that.
What the fuck is a powerbomb?
Powerbomb is like where you hold the guy, like you've got him bent over in front of you, like they're going to suck your dick or something.
Yes.
Wrestling. And you grab him by the stomach and you flip him around and then, you know, throw them down on their back. But he botched the move and he dropped him on his head.
Oh.
If it is the same guy, I'm pretty sure it is. But yeah, he broke his fucking neck.
Kill him or?
No, it didn't kill him. I don't think he's paralyzed either. But he did break his neck.
That's fucked. I mean, like, you did hear a lot of that shit in the 90s. Like, remember the fucking... There was a lot of kids and shit doing, like, suplexes and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Each other, and they're killing each other and stuff.
Yeah.
And holy fuck.
But the professional wrestlers have gotten into a lot of shit too. Like, Owen Hart died on doing... He fell. He fell from the bleachers. Like, he was doing a stunt where he was meant to be coming in from the, like, right high up at the top of the stadium or something.
Yeah.
But he fell. And he fell, like, in the middle of the ring and died.
Wow.
Yeah. That was fucked.
Wow.
But yeah.
And for our next act, one of our performers is going to kill himself.
You can't top that. That's for sure.
Oh, my God. That's some fucked up entertainment.
Yeah.
But fuck. Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't see it. But how is like the vomiting thing like a gimmick? Like, wouldn't you just expect that from him? And that was even his thing in the end.
But they've had really weird gimmicks in that show. Like, sometimes they try to have a bit of, like, weight and gravitas to what they're doing. But most of the time, they've just got the stupidest shit going on. Like, there was one character called the Boogeyman, and he barely even wrestled. Like, all he did was he had all the Boogeyman makeup on, and he, like, did a little voodoo dance and shit. But his gimmick was he'd eat worms. Okay. Like, he just had worms, and he'd just shove it, like, live worms. He'd just shove them in his mouth and just eat them. And he'd try to make other people eat the worms as well. It was a big gross-out thing. But they've done some really weird stunts. I remember one of the ones they got in the most trouble for. They had Triple H. He was having a feud with Kane.
Yep.
And he dressed up as Kane. And they had these cameras following him around. And
he starts sucking off dudes. He's like,
no.
Kane is sucking dudes' dicks.
No, he did something way worse. He dressed up like Kane and doing this bad Kane impression. And he goes to a funeral home. And he jumps into one of the coffins and has sex with one of the corpses. Triple H. They got in so much trouble for that. Like, it was the most tasteless.
Was it an actual corpse?
No. Obviously not. But the idea, the concept was that he was going in and having sex with dead people. And yeah,
because they don't wear masks anymore, do they? Kane doesn't wear a mask anymore, does he?
I think he's back to the mask.
Oh god,
if he's still in it, I don't know.
It was so stupid. Like, they just... Oh, it's... Yeah, fuck him.
Well, because apparently he got burnt when he was a child and he didn't want anyone seeing his face, which is why he wore the mask.
Did he actually get his face burnt?
No.
No, he was just ugly.
He was ugly as shit. They had to explain that away in the shittest way, though, because finally they did get the mask off of him because he didn't want to wear the mask anymore. And they were going to be like, well, you don't have scars on your face, so what are we going to do? So they pissed it away as it was all psychological. Like, he believed his face was deformed and hideous when it really wasn't.
But it really was fucking...
It was hideous, it was. But not because of scars and shit.
Fucking hell. So, yeah. I don't even know how the fuck we are on the road. Oh, puking. Fuck, I've had some terrible ones. Like,
Terrible vomits.
Yeah. I vomited in the weirdest fucking places as well. Like, you this year, man, you've vomited quite a lot.
Yeah, I know.
I've not vomited in, while drinking, not a fucking while, man. Like, last night, I was expecting to vomit because I was mixing my drinks fucking so much, man. I was going...
Yeah, same. I thought I'd vomit last night, too.
And it just did not happen. It didn't come. Like, I was going up and grabbing a beer. Next time, I'd be up getting a bourbon and Coke and just keep swapping between beer and bourbon and Coke.
Oh, I forgot we had bourbon and Cokes. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. That's probably what did it to you.
Yeah, probably.
Fucking hell. But yeah. Yeah, it was a good fucking time.
Well, you said you vomited in weird places.
I've vomited on people, like two people.
Really?
Honestly, yeah.
I've never done that.
Just not able to hold it, just staying there. There was this one point where I was... Where the fuck was I? I think I was actually in Newcastle a couple of years back, and I can't remember who I was here with, but I just remember I was at a party with these people. I was rocking back and forth, so fucking drunk, and then all of a sudden I just rocked forward and then just vomited on this person.
Oh, no.
That was so angry. I was just like,
well, fuck off.
Yeah, fuck off.
I've had people vomit on me, but I've never vomited on anyone.
Oh, yeah.
I had this one guy vomit on me once when we were like 18 or something. A bunch of us had gone out drinking, and then we went back to a mate's place, and we were sitting there playing Mario Kart on the 64, like passing the controllers around, everyone gets a turn, blah, blah, blah. And one guy just pulled out some weed and started smoking it. And I think that was his problem, because he was drunk, and then he brings out the weed.
Yes, for those who don't know, grass before beer, you're in the clear. Yeah. Beer before grass, you're on your ass.
Yes.
Sorry.
It's true. It's fucking true. He had like one puff because he had to like just a joint.
Yeah.
And he had like one puff and then he was gone. And he started because he was at the other side of the lounge room and I was on the further side towards where the toilet was.
Yeah.
So he had to run past me. And he vomited on the way and he vomited into his hands, his cupped hands. But because he did that, it dripped out from his cupped hands and landed all over my back. Like, basically the entire chunda was just, like, soaking my back. It was the most disgusting thing ever.
Oh, my God. That's so fucking good.
Yeah, it was awful.
That is definitely...
The weirdest place I've ever vomited is probably in the driver's seat of my car. Because I slept in my car. I was...
Wait, we weren't driving at the point, were you?
Kind of. I was at the bar on the hill, which is at the university in Newcastle. Yep. And I went there for a gig. And I slept in my car that night, and I was fucking hammered. And I woke up in the morning, and it was like 7 o'clock in the morning, still a bit, like, dizzy. I was like, it's all right, I'll be able to drive home, no worries. So I started reversing out of the car park, and then I felt like I needed to vomit. So stupidly, I was like, well, rather than just get out of the car and vomit, because no one was around, it was 7 o'clock in the morning, I went to park my car in the spot nice and neat again before I did it, but I didn't have enough time. I parked the car, and I opened the driver's side door to vomit, but I started vomiting as I was opening the door, so I just sprayed it all over the side of the door of my car. And you know how you've got that... You know how you've got that little reservoir for the driver's seat as well, where you put your wallet and shit? Like, it was pooled in there.
Oh, my God.
So I had to drive home with that fucking mess.
That is amazing.
From Newcastle to where I used to live, which is like it was a 3-hour drive at the time, with the stinky vomit. That was the worst.
Oh, it sounds amazing. Oh, I've done it. Obviously, I've done that sort of thing. I've done it in a public place. My most weirdest one was when I was going through a point where I had a middle ear infection, which is the worst fucking thing in the world. I don't know if there's anything worse than that, but if there is, I don't want to fucking have it because I hated that.
I had an outer ear infection when I came back from Fiji. Because I swam in some stanky water, and I think I got a whole bunch of shit in there.
No, that was you were doing the mud thing.
Yeah,
and you put your head in shit, and I'm like, why would you do that?
Yeah,
like,
I came back with something. I don't know. I remember going to the doctor and saying, like, I think I've got, because the entire side of my head was swollen.
Yeah,
and I went to the doctor and said, I think I've got an inner ear infection.
Yeah,
and he took one look and he said, well, maybe you do. I don't know. It's hard to tell that whether you or not you've got an inner ear infection because I can't see past your outer ear infection.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay.
Fair nice. Nice. What a fucking champion.
Yeah.
He was a smart ass about it as well.
He was a great doctor, a little smart ass.
So, I had this middle ear infection, I was working because that's the sort of fucking person I am. Mm. I will be sick as fuck and I'll still work, which is really annoying.
Hell yeah.
But I was working in a shopping center at the time. I was working in a bookstore. And for lunch, I decided to go get a kebab and a drink. I basically didn't start feeling extremely sick until I actually went up and ordered.
Okay.
So I ordered. I was like feeling like shit. And I was just like, fuck it. I've already paid for it. I'm just going to finish off telling them what I want. And then they put it in that thing, that press thing. I'm just like, okay, I am going to fucking vomit. So I'll be back in 2 seconds. So I walked across to a bin that was actually in the food court.
Oh no.
And I was about to fall over. I was so sick.
Yeah.
But I just vomited into the bin.
Fuck yeah. That's amazing.
Felt 100% fine. Not 100%, but I felt like after I could actually walk. Yeah. So I walked back. Like, it was like, it was not even 2 meters away from where I just ordered. And then I just walked back, grabbed the food. They looked at me with this really weird fucking look.
Thanks.
And just walked off.
Fuck yeah.
In a public place, in a shopping center, in the middle of a shopping center. I was that fucking sick. And I still went back to work. I think I finished that day off.
That's impressive. Well fucking done. And cheers to you.
Fucking not a proud moment in my life. I mean, what is...
I don't know. I'd be pretty proud of that. That's a story you can tell forever.
Oh, but as I said, I've vomited in weird places, weird situations as well. Like, I remember I went fishing with these guys once, my roommate, and he was pulling up a fish. And as he was pulling up a fish, it got to about just eye level with me because we were staying on a pier. And I felt the vomit coming. He was so heavy. He was like, look at the size of this thing as he was pulling up. Got up to eye level and I just vomited and it just went all over the fish.
Oh my God.
I was just like, I was so happy that I was just laughing so much. Like, and as I was like vomiting, I was laughing.
Actually, I just remembered one. I had to stop midway during having sex with somebody to go vomit.
Was it because you were drunk or that?
Because I was drunk, yeah. Not because they were hideous or anything like that. Yeah, it was my birthday, and I convinced this girl to, you know, hey, it's my birthday, come on. And she was like, all right. And I was completely drunk, and yeah, about halfway through the act, I had to stop so I could run to the toilet and vomit, and then came back and finished off.
That is such a slutty thing to do. It's like, oh, it's his birthday, I'll just have sex with him.
Yeah, well...
Thank you. That is no excuse. I'm sorry. I mean, good on you, one, but two, that's not a good enough excuse. If that wins you over for you to have sex with him, no.
Thank you to that person, by the way. Yes.
Name?
I won't give out names.
No, oh, fuck it.
You haven't met the person
already. No, neither have I.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, I guess, do you have an interview of the week?
Well, there's probably quite a few contenders for Idiot of the Week, actually, this week, because there's a lot of weird... I suppose the biggest Idiot of the Week, who goes beyond being an idiot, he's a fucking cunt.
Are you going to do the thing?
Yeah, the jingle.
Yeah.
Idiot of the Week!
Awesome, go.
Ian Watkins. Like I said, this goes beyond being an idiot. This is just a flat-out fucking piece of shit. Ian Watkins, the singer for the band Lost Prophets, is pleaded guilty to the attempted rape of a baby. Do you remember the band Lost Prophets?
No.
I know the name.
I have seen this story. I saw it recently, but is that him?
Yeah, that's him.
He looks like he's IRA.
Quite possibly.
No, I don't really remember them at all.
I know the name. I couldn't tell you any of their songs for the life of me, though.
They all look the same. Except for this guy, who's, like, confused as why he's actually there. So, we're looking at a photo of them. So, Ian Watkins.
So, yeah, British rock singer Ian Watkins, the former frontman of the band Lost Prophets, has pleaded guilty to the attempted rape of a baby and a string of other child sex offences. It's a fucking intense story.
So...
Okay.
You're just like, it sounded like you weren't actually going to read the story.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to keep
it. It's an intense story that I won't say.
No. Well, just be prepared because it gets fucked up.
I'll be prepared.
Watkins, whose band sold millions of albums around the world, plotted the abuse of two children with their own mothers in a series of text and internet messages. The heavily tattooed 36-year-old.
What?
See, that annoys me. I have to bring up. Like, they're implying that anyone who's heavily tattooed is like a fucking baby raper.
No, this is just poor fucking... this is a continuation of my hatred of poor journalism.
Yeah.
That is poor journalism. I'm sorry. What the fuck does that have to do with it?
Yeah, it's unnecessary.
Yeah.
The heavily tattooed 36-year-old spoke of his desire to intoxicate one of his victims by blowing crystal meth smoke into the child's face.
Wow. What?
He made a last-minute change of plea before his trial started at Cardiff Crown Court in Wales, sparing the jury from seeing what the judge called extremely graphic and distressing video footage. So if he pleaded not guilty, they had video footage ready to go to show the fucked up shit this guy was doing. He will be sentenced on December 18. Ian Watkins was the lead singer of a successful band called The Lost Prophets, prosecution lawyer Christopher Clee told the court. He was also a determined and committed pedophile engaged in serious sex offences involving two babies. Watkins plotted the abuse of a one-year-old child in messages with the mother, including one in which he said he wanted a summer of filthy child porn and to take things to the next level.
A summer of filthy child porn.
Wow. He then recorded camcorder footage of himself performing a sex act on the child during a drug-fueled binge after arranging to meet the child's mother in a London hotel room. So thank God the poor jury didn't have to see that footage. Detectives found the footage uploaded to an online cloud storage facility. Watkins then persuaded another female fan over the Skype network to abuse her own child.
What?
Yeah, see, that's what makes it even more fucked up. Not the fact that he's doing this shit, but the mothers are engaging in sex acts with their own children as well. Is that how powerful a singer is? I know rock singers and stuff are quite intoxicating. Like, a lot of women really get off on that shit.
I think it's just the celebrity thing. Like, the guy's a millionaire. He's a part of a huge... band, you know, he's a huge celebrity.
So do what that guy says.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, people go crazy over their certain thing. Like, if, you know, if they idolize that person, they're obsessed with that sort of person, I guess they're going to do that sort of shit.
It's unbelievable.
But this is to a point where it's so fucked up. I mean, like, the fucking, it's like the Bieber fever and the fucking, the One Directionites and the...
Do you reckon people would do that for Bieber? Like, if Bieber was like, suck off your kid. I'd be like, all right.
Yeah, he'd probably do it. Then he'd laugh at him and then spit on them.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm sorry.
Or smear his shit on their face or something equally hideous.
He's a fucking... as I said before, he's basically what anyone would be in, given his situation, but it's just such a shit thing that there's somebody like that.
It blows my mind that anyone would do this sort of thing, like in this story, but... Is there anyone out there, like a really famous person, that would just completely blow your mind if you found out they were doing something like this?
Jay-Z.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, of course, would be shocking.
You wouldn't expect it from him.
Yeah, that's true.
He seems like a very responsible, like, dead set. Like, he's... businessman, all that sort of shit. It just seems like that because he's a very business orientated person.
Yeah,
from what I've seen. So going from that, it would just be like, well, why the fuck would he fuck himself over so much? He seems like one of those people who plays it very safe.
Yeah,
and he does. I mean, he doesn't say anything. He's kind of just like, you know. I think he was the one that recently there was a problem with. I think we spoke about this on one of the podcasts.
Yeah, we did. About how some company was being racist or something. And Jay-Z was a spokesperson for that company. He's like, well, no, go away.
Yeah, he was just like, I want to get the facts first. So I'd be most surprised by him because I find he's... Because he's a mega... He's a huge celebrity.
See, I was thinking maybe funny is not the right word, but it'd definitely be interesting if we found out the Queen of England... was like engaged in a whole bunch of sex acts with young children. Like that would be the most fascinating story to me ever.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think Michelle Obama maybe.
Oh, that would be a good one.
Yeah. Like she just has like, for some reason I just got the picture of her like with like a long leather rope with like little boys on it. Just like walking them around as she whips them.
What about Barack himself?
No.
Because people have exploited that presidential power to get things done. Like, you know, Bill Clinton had a string of, you know, sexual deviancies with, like, Monica Lewinsky and Paulie Yates. Not Paulie Yates. Paul or something. I can't remember a fucking name. But yeah, he was getting that dick around.
I want to see the funny, like, the photo of just, like, Elton John and Eminem getting drunk and then just, like, end up blowing each other.
Yeah, totally.
That would be the funniest thing ever, because they're just, like, 20 or so years of fucking... how long has Eminem been around now for?
Probably about that long.
Yeah.
Like Slim Shady LP probably came out in, well, I don't know. Yeah, probably early... No, it wouldn't be that long.
It was like I think it's just recently had its 10th anniversary.
No, it'd be more than that because it was big. I remember when I was in year 7, which is 1998. It was pretty big then.
Yeah. So
yeah.
But yeah, I reckon it'd be funny after his like 10-15 years of gay bashing to just finally come out and just have one with like Elton John.
Yeah. A different kind of gay bashing.
Yeah.
Bashing your dick with my face.
What?
Not me. Eminem.
Yeah. Was like, that see? I'm going to cut this, so this is going to sound like it's going to confirm the whole he wants to have sex with me, so that I'll make a cut of that. So if anyone actually wants a ringtone of that, I'm going to have a special message up. So every time your phone rings, it'll, you know, say...
It's going Let's to remix that.
Kevin's just going to, you know, want to bash your dick with his face.
That's a good episode title, Bashing Your Dick With My Face.
Ooh. Oh, maybe. Okay, so we want to finish up we want to keep going with the story because it's so fucked up.
Do we have to keep saying so? We'll
finish it off for people that haven't heard.
All right, I'll start on the paragraph I was on again. Watkins then persuaded another female fan over the Skype network to abuse her own child. The split screen footage shows him referring to the woman and her baby as his slave duo. They also discuss making the child have sex with animals and take drugs as it grows up.
What?
Police raided Watkins' house and found films of him performing sex acts with underage girl fans. A laptop seized from his home had to be cracked by the British government's electronic eavesdropping system GCHQ, the court heard. Watkins was originally charged with rape, but insisted actual sex with the child did not happen. Oh, well, that makes it all better.
Yeah, absolutely. Jesus. Fucking idiot.
He pleaded guilty to 11 charges, including 2 of attempted baby rape and others involving possessing and making images of sexual abuse and conspiracy to rape. One of the women admitted 6 offences and the other woman admitted 7 offences.
Fucking hell.
Lost Prophets, who formed in 1997 and had a string of gold albums in the United States and platinum albums in Britain, disbanded earlier this year after Watkins was charged. I want to hear the reactions of the other band members. Like, do you think they knew any of this was going on? I wouldn't be surprised if they knew he was performing, like, having sex with underage fans. Like, if the underage fans were maybe 15 or something like that.
Oh, it's... I don't even know who the fuck the Lost Prophets are, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, neither do I. So, but... like I said, I've heard of him, but I haven't really seen him.
So he's not really an idiot. He's just a fucking... He's a piece of shit.
Yeah. I've got a lot of other things that are definitely idiots this week, but, like, that takes the cake for just being beyond the pale. Like, who expects to hear that sort of story?
No one. I will just quickly bring...
some breaking news.
Yeah, it's not really breaking. I mean, everyone's probably heard it by now.
But it's breaking at the time of recording this. This only came out a couple of hours ago.
Absolutely. I personally am upset about this because... I don't know if I've mentioned it before, but I'm a huge fan of the Fast and the Furious series. And Paul Watkins, the...
You can't be that big a fan. You fucked up his name.
I'm looking at two things at the same time, sorry. Paul Walker, actually.
Paul Walker.
His name's actually Paul Walker. Yeah, I did fuck that up. I don't know his actual name because I'm a huge fan of the fucking show. I'm not like Kevin. Kevin knows a lot about movies. Me, I just know the actor and stuff like that. I don't actually know his name. This is probably the first time I've actually seen it.
Yeah.
But he passed away. He died in a car accident. And I'm pretty upset about it because it's, you know, I've sat through quite a few movies. I think he's been in every single one of them except for, I think, Don't ask me. I don't think he was in Tokyo. He wasn't in Tokyo Drift, that's for sure. But I think he's been in pretty much all the other ones. And he was actually, they're actually halfway through. I think they're in the process of doing Fast and Furious 7 when he actually passed away. So that sucks fucking dick that he's not even going to be able to finish off that movie.
Although it is sad news, and of course it is sad news, I can't help but think it's a bit kind of funny that a guy who's famous for movies about fast cars dies in a car accident.
But he wasn't driving, that was the thing that...
No, he wasn't driving, but it still seems kind of appropriate. When Steve Irwin died because he was attacked by an animal. Like, everyone knew that's what was going to happen to him. It just made sense.
But fucking yeah. Upset. It's shit. But very very upset about that. I just wanted to bring it up because I was upset. But yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, right on.
Now I haven't got a really like an idiot of the week type thing. I've just got kind of people are fucking stupid. Because I was reading an article just before because I really had nothing for today. I woke up this morning and was just like, I'll just have a look online. There's going to be something.
Dylan is ill prepared.
Yeah, because I feel like crap this
week. Well, I've got tons of material this week. I doubt we'll even get to all of it, really.
Yeah.
Because I've got all the stuff that I put aside for last week as well, which everyone probably knows about by now. We can probably skip over those stories quickly, just the headlines and that's it. But what do you got there?
People are beating the fuck out of each other over towels at Walmart. Black Friday sales, which are like these famous sales.
Ah, yes.
We're in Australia. We have no... I don't really fucking know what a Black Friday sale was. Apparently it's a sale.
We have massive Boxing Day sales, which they do too, but that would probably be...
fucking shit.
That's our closest equivalent.
Which is dick. Boxing Day sales have become fucking crap. Like, they used to be good, now they're just fucking horrid. They're just 10% off, one day only.
I think they've just given up. They can't compete with online sales, so they're like, fuck it.
Thank you online for fucking everyone. But according to a statement Walmart released Friday, the company sold 2.8 million towels, 2 million TVs, 1.4 million tablets, and $1.9 million. Why are those the things that they fucking pulled out?
Yeah, specifically dolls, TVs, and towels.
And tablets. But for some reason, they didn't even put it in order. Like, they sold 1.4 million tablets and $1.9 million. They put the dolls second, last. They should have... No. Count down, you pieces of fuck. Anyway, not only were people buying towels at Walmart, the Wall Street Journal's Tom Gara found that customers were turning violent to buy expensive ones. Okay, fucking lazy journalism. This is what another journalist found out. I'm using it in my fucking report. Fuck off, you fucking douchebag. He gathered the following tweets. Okay, somebody else gathered tweets for you. You can't even gather your own tweets. It's not even journalism, and you haven't even been able to do it. Anyway, local Arkansas news sites reported that Walmart customers were indeed fighting each other over towels. I saw one woman fighting over towels. Everyone else just started going towards them. Walmart customer Dominica Fisher told WMC TV, once again, I saw this on the news. Okay, this is how I'm becoming a journalist.
Yeah.
I am just going to watch some YouTube videos. I'm going to read some people's tweets, write an article on how I did that.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's the article.
Well, that's pretty accurate.
So, even though there were fights and worker protests, Walmart had a successful day monetarily. The store reported they processed more than 10 million registered transactions in the United stores on Black Friday.
Black Friday, Bundaroo.
For those who don't know that joke, it is a South Park joke. And I'm fucking really keen to actually see the next one. I'm loving that. We're talking about the South Park actually is doing a three-parter for Black Friday at the moment. And the second
one... a Game of Thrones ripoff as well.
Yes, and it is fucking amazing. Because my favorite character has to be the guy at the window when Cartman keeps trying to stab people in the back. He's like, you get the fuck out of my head. He just keeps slamming.
Stop plotting conspiracy down there. Yeah, it's been awesome.
But it's been fucking great. Did we want to do another story? I mean, I think definitely the high point one, just because of what you told me about.
Yeah, well, we can talk about that.
Unless you want to have anything else.
We'll go to that.
Okay, sweet. Because we are fortunately doing shorter episodes, so we'll probably be able to do probably one or two more stories, and then we'll be done for the day.
Well, you hear about all those sort of like, I can't even think of the word for it. But like those stories.
Urban legends. Fucking legends.
You hear these urban legends all the time, like about the Kentucky Fried Mouse. Someone goes to bite into a piece of chicken. Kentucky Fried Chicken turns out to be a mouse. Like all those sorts of stories.
We've all seen that. that is a direct, what he just said, all of that.
From the beach.
That the beach?
Yeah.
Yes. Just quoted a whole movie.
A whole movie.
Okay, I can see why this woman's an idiot.
But this one isn't an urban legend. This story is for real. This woman at High Point, which is a shopping center somewhere in fucking Victoria.
It's in Sunshine.
Bit into a piece of sushi and it had a massive maggot in it. She bit the maggot in half. So I'll just read through the story.
Wait, it's Manny Benong's?
What?
Manny Benong's High Point. Okay, so apparently there's several High Points. When I lived there, there was only one, but you know.
Oh, right, yeah.
There must have
kind of like Westfield.
There must be several High Points in Victoria.
A sushi company that served a maggot-infested crispy chicken roll to a Melbourne student has previous food hygiene convictions, it has been revealed. Testing has confirmed the presence of fly larva in food brought from, and this is the name of the shop, Sushi Sushi. Now, the fact that the place is called Sushi Sushi, that would make me avoid it. Like, that just sounds like food poisoning central to me, with that tacky of a name.
I go to Sushi Bay.
Sushi Bay? Sushi Bay. That sounds kind of nice, though. Sushi Sushi, like, that sounds fucking weird. I remember my wife got food poisoning from this Asian place once, and the Asian place was called Wok and Roll. I was like, well, what did you fucking expect? It's called Walker. She was fucked. She was in bed for 5 days with food poisoning. She was ruined.
That's hilarious.
That's why I stick to safe food. If I'm at a food court, I'll stick to safe shit.
Yeah.
Like fucking KFC or something like that. But yeah, I suppose we don't really need to read the whole story. Basically, she bit into this sushi. There was a maggot in it and she felt really bad. They told her...
She felt really bad.
They told her she doesn't need to worry. Like, it's not going to make her sick or anything like that. It's not something that... But she's apparently suffering through a lot of emotional trauma. Like, she hasn't really eaten much since then. She'll only eat, like, half of her meals and blah, 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 blah. I'm sure she's going to attempt to sue or something like that.
Oh, you fucking waste of space.
But I was telling you before, I saw her on TV last night or the night before when they were talking about this story. And they had this little clip of her... saying, like, when I bit into the sushi and I bit through the maggot, at first I thought it was just two pieces of moving rice. Oh, Jesus Christ.
What an idiot.
Who eats moving rice?
This woman, apparently.
Yeah, yeah. So
that's the fucking stupid
thing. Yeah, it sucks for this woman. But come on, get over
it
yourself.
It doesn't suck. She's stupid. She's an idiot.
Suffering emotional trauma. Come on.
Suffering emotional.
I'd be bummed out as well, and I probably wouldn't be able to eat for the next day or so. Like, I'd be pretty freaked out. But what are the chances of it happening twice, you know?
But it's the same thing, like, finding, like, I'm with the same, I fucking hate finding bones in food.
Yeah.
Like, when I'm eating, that fucking, I hate that. It gives you that fucking fucked up feeling in your mouth.
Well, I find hair in food all the time when I go to restaurants and shit. And, like, you just pull it's it out of your mouth fuck your and food move on.
Before you eat it.
I fuck my food?
You fuck your food before you eat it.
Do not do that.
He does. He fucks his food. Yes. That's how that one's gonna go.
Yeah.
So fucking what an idiot. I don't see. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think if I saw my food moving, I'd probably be a bit freaked out. But I mean, there is stuff you can get that moves. Like isn't there like you can get snakes and shit?
People get octopus all the time while it's still alive.
I fucking love octopus balls, by the way. That's right. I'll say it. If you ever go to a sushi place, they're called octopus bowls. They actually have octopus inside it and they have a batter around it. They're fried. Fuck yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
For sure.
Not the actual testicles of an octopus. I have no idea.
I don't know if they have balls.
I don't know. I'm going to have an octopus. I feel like there's going to be an octopus just walking in the room and just beating the fuck out. Where's my balls now? Come
on. They have crispy battered balls, apparently.
Yeah. Crispy battered motherfucking ball. Which is interesting. Very interesting. So, yes, as we said, it is actually going to be a very short... We are doing shorter episodes at the moment. It's not going to be a very long... I don't even know what the fuck I'm saying. We're only going to be doing this for a short while, just to try and see how it works.
Playing with the format.
Absolutely, playing with the format. We do love feedback. We have yet to have any.
Can I just bring up a couple of articles from last week? You don't have to bring up the articles or anything.
Okay, how about you bring out the article and I'll give you my reaction to it.
All right, these are just a couple of stories that captured my mind. There's a sad story, a pilot who crashed his plane in Nashville in America and he died. Apparently, he left everything to Taylor Swift.
Because she needs all that shit.
Apparently. Yeah. I don't think he's ever met her or anything like that. He just decided to leave everything to Taylor Swift. That was so fucking weird. I wouldn't even fathom doing that, leaving everything to some, you know, chick I saw on the TV. Like, I imagine he just probably wanted to fuck her or something like that. And he's like, yeah, Taylor Swift. Mm.
How is he going to achieve that?
Well, not now.
No. But he's just like, I want to fuck her, so I'm going to leave all the stuff off. Of my stuff to her when I die.
Which is the least
chance I'll have of actually.
I know, but I just assume he was attracted to her in some sort of way, and that's why he left everything to her.
I wonder if she took it all. Like,
oh, I bet she
now has like all this memorabilia that's all sticky and shit.
I'm sure she'll write a fucking song about it at some point.
They're just going through the list. Okay, and here's the poster with a hole in the middle of it. And it's of you.
The story that really captured my mind last week, which we didn't get to, was professors tested a whole bunch of library books for any forms of disease they might have. They tested some copies of 50 Shades of Grey and they found that they had traces of herpes on them.
Yep, so that's why I hate borrowing books for people. I'd love to fucking buy my own books. One, because I fucking get to keep them and they're mine.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of having my own books. Like, I have a lot of books in my old house that are being held by someone else. But I basically, when I packed to move down here, I actually took like a small bookshelf worth of books to take with me.
Yeah. Yeah.
You gotta have books.
Man. As you do.
I fucking love books.
How the fuck did herpes get onto the books? That's what I want to know.
I don't know.
Apparently there was just trace elements. There's no way anyone could have caught it and got disease from borrowing these books or anything like that. But still, ew. What the fuck were people just rubbing their fucking dick and balls all over it, or, you know?
Well, you think that's bad? I mean, you go to, like, any sort of petrol station or anything, not petrol station, mechanics or anything, you know how they have, like, the pornos in the bathroom? Like, imagine what the fuck those have.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's another thing we did last night. We went into a sex shop. I always feel
we did actually do that. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I always feel a bit creepy going into places. Like, they always smell weird.
Yes.
Like, it's just that oversaturation of really cheap, like, air freshener stuff. It just always smells
to hide the scent of cum.
Yeah, to mask the cum smell. Definitely, if you go to an upstairs one, don't touch the fucking rails. I just feel like it's just slimy old jizz that you're running your hand over.
Oh,
right on. that was my wife's phone going off.
No. Anyway, so yep, Jizz found all over 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they're making a movie, so fuck that. It's basically, when I go there, do I have to just like sit in the movie seat and just put it, give somebody a dollar, and then a curtain will open up and I'll just see like 5 minutes of the movie?
Yeah, it's going to be a little pink show. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what, but people will be going in there in long coats and just sitting right at the back, and you see them. Oh yeah,
the Lost Prophets are there with some babies. They bring their kids.
Oh ew.
Fuck that. Anyway,
yes, and also the one, definitely seek out the picture of this one because this one's fucking awesome. You don't really need to read the story. This is just impressive. Rich man buys house next to ex-wife, erects giant middle finger outside. Like, he's just that rich. He does that shit. He bought a house. He's not living in it. He bought it simply so he could build a giant statue of a middle finger pointing right at her window.
That is
in the backyard.
Fucking amazing.
That was impressive. I really liked that one. Yeah.
What would you do if you had that amount of money and you moved next door? What would you build?
If I was trying to piss off my ex-wife?
Yes.
I'd probably... if I was a real asshole, if I had naked pictures of her or something, I'd put them on like a billboard or something like that.
No, so you get in trouble for that sort of thing.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Why is this happening?
If I could get away with it, I would.
So that's it. You put up a big naked photo of
her. Yeah, why not? Be a complete asshole.
No, I mean, I'd probably like, if I had that amount of money, I'd probably do the same thing, but I'd just put a photo of her face, and then just nothing unusual, put like the best photo of her face possible.
Yeah.
And then just like have a line under it going, even AIDS looks good.
Oh shit.
Yeah, so something rough. Like that, you know, scrape the bottom of the barrel, because you have AIDS.
that's impressive. I like that.
I don't know. For anyone actually out there who has AIDS, it's obviously shit. I think that
AIDS jokes are funny.
Not hilarious, but I mean, like, it's just funny that this guy has done this. What a fucking champion.
Damn right.
What else have we got? Anything else?
The only other story I'll just mention quickly is there's a woman who had her leg amputated just so she could wear high heels.
So I don't understand, like, she...
Well, she had a club foot. Like, it's kind of... I don't know exactly, but it's kind of a deformity. So she couldn't wear heels properly because of this. So she had her leg amputated, got a prosthetic leg just so she can wear high heels. That's how much she loves high heels. I cannot picture ever doing something like that.
I just want to read a bit of the story so I can get a bit of background on this. She's a 22-year-old assistant designer for an American rag. Underwent a painful procedure. She doesn't regret it one bit. Fashion rule is to take off through blah, 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 blah. I wanted to be a sexy teenager in high heels, but I knew it couldn't be. I felt silly in pictures. Everyone's so obsessed with their looks. I get that.
Yeah.
But... she looks like a fucking idiot. In every photo she has, she looks like a fucking idiot.
Yeah, she's pulling that stupid face in every picture that women do all the fucking time. Like, you see Facebook or Instagram or whatever, women are always pulling fucking stupid faces. I don't get it.
Yeah.
And it's not the duck face thing. At least the duck face thing is gone now, but they're always, like, doing the ugly face.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Kevin hates women. He wants to fuck me. Thank you very much for joining us, guys. We have Facebook.
Don't cut it off, man.
we have Facebook. Search us for Four Fingered Spatchcock. We have Twitter, Four Fingered Spatchcock. Kevin has a Twitter.
I do.
Which is?
Raul Duke KD.
Absolutely.
That'll be up in the feed in the iTunes thing. Come on.
Yeah. I don't think it is. Remind me, I'll add that.
All right.
What else? Duke's Playground, Kevin's website. Hit that up as well. There's many articles, not really anymore. It's basically just links to this. You need to do more articles.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely. I'll start writing more on the Duke's Playground.
Yes, you should hit up that. Even the older articles are pretty interesting.
Well, thank you.
Well, I've read all of them. So. Plus, I'm trying to be nice to you.
After just bagging me out 2 seconds ago.
Was I? I don't know. No. Hit us up on iTunes. Subscribe to our iTunes thing. You can find us through that. RSS feeds and all that sort of shit. We have one set up. If there's any sort of feedback and shit, best way to get at us is either through Twitter or Facebook.
Smoke signals. If you're into that sort of thing.
Lap dances. AIDS conferences, trips to Vegas with babies. Sorry, Lost Prophets.
Oh, ew.
Yeah. Ew. Can I just say on the behalf of the rest of the Lost Prophets, fuck you. You fucked us. For the rest of our lives, we've now got to live with the fact that we were a part of the band with that dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. You fucking cunt.
Well, people are going to be asking him all the time, like, did you know that was going on?
But yeah.
No, we didn't.
What was his name again?
Ian Watkins.
Ian Watkins, you're a cunt. If you want legal support, go CEA. Thank you for joining us.
And a bird in the hand is worth a hand in the bird.
Fuck you, EA.
Always.
Always. Four Finger Spatchcock.